USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Pentagon chief is now in Afghanistan.
Looking for to get a really good feel for what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan and to talk what the way ahead may look like as well.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper talking to reporters after arriving in Afghanistan, where stalled peace talks with the Taliban have complicated the president's pledge to withdraw over 5,000 troops from that region. Esper is saying he believes the U.S. can reduce its forces there without hurting the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation that's on a mission to Jordan, where they've been meeting with its president to discuss the recent Turkish invasion of northern Syria, just days after President Trump's decision to relocate U.S. troops who'd been in that region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries. There are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another horse has died at Santa Anita Racetrack in California. This time, it was a 3-year-old gelding named Satchel Paige. The horse died yesterday after breaking down during the fifth race. He was euthanized because of a racing injury. It's the 34th horse to die at Santa Anita since December 26th of last year. The Mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast will be seeing some heavy rain today because of what's left of tropical rainstorm Nestor. The storm has passed its peak, but it's still bringing a lot of rains and gusty winds to the southeast coast, and it's now moving up the way. Forecasters warning of localized flooding, especially in low-lying and poor drainage areas, and up to 3 inches of rain is predicted from the Carolinas to Delaware. And cities on the northeast coast will be seeing the rain tonight. Nestor lost intensity, but again still producing wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. And more now on the matchup for the 2019 World Series. As I mentioned, it's going to be between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. That's because the Astros defeated the New York Yankees 6-4 in Game 6 last night to clinch the American League pennant. Houston hosting the Nationals for Game 1 of the series starting on Tuesday of this upcoming week. And you can always find us online, you know. Yes, check us out. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.